In Craft and Rizzo presenting The Truth.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. This is Dread Radio, by the way, sponsored by HauntedAmericaTours.com, and, of course, you're listening to us on Jackalope Radio 105 FM and ReapRadio.net.
Man, I'll tell you what, that intro is something else.
I know, it's good.
That voice you got, you sound like you're trying to squeeze one out of there.
Somebody else did it.
Man. Good. I'll tell you what, man, that voice you got there is scary. What can I say?
Yeah, not any worse than that radio voice you got.
I'll tell you what, between the two of us, we're pretty pathetic on Thursdays. What can I say? And you were watching news tonight. Anything good going on?
I'm lazy now, man. I just got done eating dinner, so I'm going to be lazy for the rest of today's show, probably. We got to go, yeah,
Going to leave me hanging?
I concur, yes, you're correct,
Yeah.
So how's your week been? We haven't talked. Did we talk? Oh yeah, we did talk one time this week.
I think you called me about. You called me 2 or 3 times this week. What are you talking about?
Oh, I did. That was probably an accident, or I was drunk.
Yeah, probably both.
No, I'm always drunk on purpose, but I accidentally call you.
I wasn't sure which one of us was drunk and which one called who, but we talked several times this week.
I want to thank my producer for bringing me some Four Loko and producing the show today. Thank you.
Yes, kudos to our producer, Polly.
She's eating corn on the cob right now.
But
I guess we cooked it long enough. Right,
hopefully.
Go ahead.
How do you over or undercook corn?
We were talking about that earlier. She said, how long do you cook this? I said, boil it and then turn it on low and keep it warm. I don't think I've ever undercooked corn before. Just get it warm and I've never overcooked it either. Well, there was that one time when it all popped out of the water.
They call that popcorn.
Inadvertently made popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get corn wrong.
Yeah, and the popcorn wasn't that good because the water made it all soggy. I don't know.
Well, it turns it into cream corn. I mean, and there's no really wrong way to do corn. Well, I never thought of it that way.
I want to know about your recipe, Ed.
I know you've eaten my food, so it makes you wonder now, doesn't it? There's all kinds of sick thoughts running through your head right about now, I bet.
No, actually, I was thinking about birds and flowers, actually.
Birds and flowers? Yeah, really. How'd that thought get in your head?
I was trying to avoid thinking about what you were talking about. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Somehow I knew that was the motive behind that.
Did you do anything this week interesting? Or
actually, I spent most of the week in the city, back and forth. Interesting thing, though, I've actually spent a lot of time going back and forth on the subway or BART system, trying to get used to that. Yeah. That was a very interesting trip. I actually rode my first trolley. Yeah, I rode the trolley all the way down California. Was it California Avenue
or
California?
A trolley or a cable car?
Trolley.
Oh, nice.
Man, I don't think anyone out there who's never ridden a real trolley understands those things are actually pulled up and down the streets, and they have two people working nothing but brakes on them. They don't have anything but brakes. They got two people working a brake on either end of those things, you know, back and forth at the same time. And they get pulled up and down these hills. The hills are... That's one thing I cannot stand about the city. The hills. You can't walk up and down the hills. I'm sorry, folks. Don't even attempt it. If you ever come to San Francisco and you go downtown, don't try walking. Unless you're an athlete.
You might make it up the first couple, but then, yeah.
Yeah. They are almost 90-degree angles. It's not worth it.
Even going down and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, just take a cab, take a trolley, take anything, but don't walk.
ride on somebody's back.
Yeah, I took my first trip through Chinatown. That was interesting.
Yeah. Did you get any firecrackers?
No, actually, I bought a sword stand. That was about it. Guy tried to sell us some Japanese swords in Chinatown, ironically enough.
Gee, that's weird.
He probably bought them in Japantown, but he tried to sell us some Japanese swords in Chinatown. Right next to a firecracker store, by the way.
Yeah.
But a lot of interesting things going there. The only problem is it's not like you see in the movies. Everything is very different. There's a lot of beautiful architecture downtown, though,
yes,
that you really don't see when you go down to the business district. You really have to get off the beaten path. And there's some amazing architecture. You see some churches with the gargoyles on them, cathedrals, the old gargoyles. I mean, it looks like you're really seeing some European architecture there.
I have a gargoyle on my desk. No, I really do. Polly bought it for me.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about. I'm thinking about putting it outside my house to make it look nicer, make it look like, you know, it's classier than it is.
That's pretty classy. I love the little round thing you got there, the electric light thing.
Oh, yeah, my Luma glass.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Gotta give me one of those. It makes it look scientific.
Yeah, it makes me feel scientific, too. Every time I look at it, I feel like I'm a scientist. I just need the lab coat now. I'm saving up for that.
You know, you could almost be like Dr. Donald Riles there.
Oh, no. No, thank
you. Oh, yeah. You know, I was checking out his website in the last few days. This guy is something else. For all our listeners who are not familiar with him, he is a work of art. Let me tell you. This guy claims to have all these degrees. And I'm saying Dr. Donald Riles. He claims to have a PhD. Get this. Here's his actual schooling. Hypnosis Motivation Institute, Tarzana, California, graduated in 2006. Certified hypnotist, University of Sedona, 2007. So somehow he graduated from this institute, and a year later he graduated from a university, got his degree, a PhD degree in 1 year's time, by the way, in transpersonal psychology. He got a psychology degree in 1 year.
Didn't he also go to I'm Full of Shit U?
Well, he got University of Sedona again in 2006. He went from 2007. He regressed in time back to 2007. Went back to Sedona University.
Is he a time traveler too?
Yeah. Got a master's degree in metaphysical science and with a minor in communication.
He definitely has a minor in communication, that's for sure. I've talked to him before.
I mean,
he communicates like a minor.
This guy's a work of art, let me tell you. He's sitting here, I'm looking at some of his blogs here, and anybody can look at it, but he actually has a blog on here. You know, Stephen Hawking, you know, the world's greatest mind of our time, okay? Everybody knows Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
If you don't know Stephen Hawking, wake up and crawl out from underneath your rock. The greatest mind of our time. This guy actually has a blog up, or rather part of a blog. And I'll explain why it's only part of a blog. Hawking's brilliance and leading-edge computer animation, conversely, it comes from the warning Hawking issues in regards to the theme of tonight's episode, i.e. aliens, and more accurately, future contact with galactic neighbors. Hawking strives making blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this guy actually wants to contradict Stephen Hawking.
Oh, well, I kind of do, too, on a couple things.
Well, the point is, he, with his little time regression degrees, thinks he has more knowledge than Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, well.
You know, I'm not saying Stephen Hawking is correct in everything, but at least he's a legitimate scientist with legitimate degrees.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know? And the other thing is, when he starts making these statements, as he does in most of his blogs, when you click on them to read more, it takes you to somebody else's page. and you have to go finish the sentence. And he never finishes it. He takes it somewhere else. Yeah. When he posts all his blogs, it's always a link to someone else's YouTube or someone else's thing.
He's lazy.
And he promotes his I have had 350,000 hits on my blog. The problem is, the blogs aren't his. And there's no responses to them. Maybe one or two, but they're always someone else. They take you to someone else's page. Huh. You know, I mean, this guy's a work of art, folks. You think Chris Moon and Robbie Thomas are a work of art, but this guy takes the frickin' game.
And it's kind of amazing some of the things he's put up on his blog.
You like ain't seen
the
nothing
statue
yet.
On Mars.
Well, that yeah. The statue on Mars is an old topic. I mean, that's
but he was like promoting like it was real, and we know that's not a real statue now.
That's old news. That's
it was from the what was it from the Inquirer or some crap like that? Some rag thing that you know.
It's not. It's
no, the one he posted was.
Oh, the one he posted, yes, but. He goes back and just cites stuff that is so out of date. You know what I'm looking for? And I guess I can talk about it now because it's been so publicized. I had a problem with Brian and Baxter publicizing it at the time, only because I didn't want to give credit to the idiot that was putting it out there at the time. I didn't want to publicize it anymore. But now that it's been so widely publicized, it really doesn't matter. But and by the way, we've got to give kudos to Warning Radio. Those guys are great out there. But the guy in Colorado with the alien in the window.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell his name is, but
yeah,
this
I can't
is
remember
the
his name either. He's the one that was in cahoots with Peckman, though.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see this guy here, Riles, put up that video next. And claim that it's real. And that it is new news. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he put up the Bigfoot in a freezer next and said it's real. That's what he does. He goes back and looks at old news and rehashes it and claims it's new.
I'm looking at the guy's name for the guy with the alien video. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I have it on the Kill Stupid People site, so let me find it.
Which, by the way, how can they find out about Kill Stupid People?
Just go to killstupidpeople.net. I've got to update it, but it's got several stupid people on it. Here he is. Sorry, that's Chip Coffee. Hold on, I got to find him again now. I lost him.
Chip Coffee, he would be the one that actually deals with psychic kids, if you want to call them that. He would be the one that takes advantage of kids.
It's Stan Romanek. Stan Romanek.
Yes, Stan Romanek.
Stan Romanek made the video Jeff Peckman was using as proof aliens visited Earth on July 17, 2003 in Nebraska. He screened the video for reporters on May 30, 2008 at a Metropolitan State College in Denver. Although they were not allowed to photograph the images, the three-minute video showed what appeared to be a white creature with a balloon-shaped head and a large dark eyes that appeared to blink looking through a window 18 feet above the ground. Yeah, Stan is stupid.
I think it was it Brian or Baxter? I think it was both Brian and Baxter or Warning Radio. They actually took a fake alien and redid the whole thing perfectly.
They had a friend of theirs named Stu who helped them out.
Yeah, but they did the whole shebang perfectly.
Yeah,
so, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, about the fakery involved there. They did a wonderful job, the guys at Warning. I mean, there's no doubt about that one.
Yeah, and Jeff Peckman, because of that video, is trying to create an extraterrestrial affairs commission to prepare for visits from extraterrestrials in Colorado.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who have been trying to do ectopolitics for many years now. And, you know, given what Stephen Hawking is just, even Stephen Hawking just put out stuff. He made a good point. Now, I'm going to give him his valuable point on this one. The latest statement by Stephen Hawking on the subject was, you have to consider that if aliens did visit this planet, it would basically be like, what do you compare? Us, the Spanish coming over to...
Oh, like Columbus, yeah.
Yeah, Columbus coming over and meeting the Indians, you know? You see how that worked out.
Yeah, I have some problems with Hawking's in his... belief that aliens would raid the planet of resources and kind of kill us. there's resources on all kinds of planets. They don't have life, and if they can travel, they probably have some value, you know, to life, or would have some value for life. So why would they kill a planet or take the resources on a planet that has living beings on it when there's like several other planets they can take the resources from? I mean, there's probably a couple planets with resources in the whole freaking universe, all right? So they're probably, you know, I'm not saying for sure because you don't know. Maybe they just don't like us because they think we're ugly and we're creepy. But, I mean, there's a lot of other planets between here and any other civilization that might exist that you could get resources from. I mean, and the Earth isn't the only one that has resources. I just think that's just, I don't understand the logic in that.
Well, I think the comparison's a little different. I think what is, perhaps, and I'm only making conjecture here, he may have been hinting at was that when the Spanish came over, they were not trying to take advantage of, but were trying to take the Native Americans and conform, you know, them to their ideals. They were trying to convert them take them away from their culture and incorporate them, integrate them into their. What's that?
We killed them. We didn't try and make them conform. We killed them. We killed them. Well, no, we took their land.
I think the Spanish were trying to do that. They were trying to. No. They were sending over their preachers and their priests and everything else, and trying to build their little
missions. Yeah, they wanted to make slaves out of the Native Americans. Yes, and they also killed the Native Americans too.
But they said it was all in the name of good. You know.
Yeah, I know. And they stole all their gold and.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it raped their women. And
in their mind, it was all for the better, for the greater good, you know.
Yeah, I just have, I don't know if it was for the greater good. When I guess it could be for the greater good. It seemed like it was just kind of mean-spirited to me, and I just have a problem that aliens would come to the planet and want to rape us.
I have a problem with the whole fact that you can even travel here, but that's another story.
Yeah, I mean, if you did have that kind of technology, I mean, you'd have to be so far advanced that maybe they wouldn't see us as equals to them, and that would be probably correct. But they would have to have some value on life, you would think. If they're civilized enough to get their game together so that they could build a spaceship to travel across the universe, they've got to have some kind of morals and some kind of values for life. You know what I mean? You would like to think so. You know?
I agree with that 100%. And let me tell you what, if they're going to travel across light years just to give us anal probes and... They got better things to do.
Yeah, and I really don't see the point in traveling that distance just to kill people.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Unless they're
guys
hunting, maybe that's hunt us down.
Yeah, what was that movie that involved that? Predator or something? Predator, Alien?
They're just going to make a bunch of people sausage like people do to deers.
Hey, maybe that could be it. You never know.
Ship it to their friends. Freeze dry us.
Yeah, you never
know. Boxes. Kind of like the stuff you're eating.
Actually, I was eating beef jerky not too long ago. So
that's not on your diet, man. Better stop eating it.
I know. Well, it's fat free. 98% fat free. So the stuff I'm eating, the regular beef jerky is like 99.
So carbohydrates,
I mean,
the calories
stuff
in that, then.
Yeah. Well, I saw a thing where they take like the whole cow, and it's like you basically get like 10% of the whole cow left, and that's pretty much a bag of beef jerky.
Nice.
Takes a lot to actually get one little bag of beef jerky. That's why it costs you like $40 a bag.
I thought it cost $40 a bag because of the time it took to make it.
It's not just that. It's pretty much the amount of meat involved. You don't get... It takes a lot of meat to make one little bag, believe it or not. I didn't realize how much meat went into one little bag. It doesn't look like a lot, but yes, it's a lot of meat after you go through the whole process.
Hmm. Sounds fattening.
Yeah, you would think so, but it really isn't once you've gotten rid of all the fat and everything else through the process. I was amazed when I finally discovered what it was. But anyway, let's get back to this bonehead, or excuse me, this individual who likes to take advantage of people. Mr. Riles, and I won't get into further details on that one, but I'm looking at a page here where he calls brainwave entrainment, and I find it funny.
Is that the link you sent me?
Yeah, it's www.drriles.com, all in caps now, /brainwave.html.
Yeah, I don't think it matters if you use caps or not, but yeah, that's
Well, yeah, he's got it /brainwave, all caps, .html.
Marketing.
Brainwave entrainment. Not entertainment, but entrainment. And I find it funny it's so close to entertainment. Now,
free samples. Free samples.
Yeah, free. Yeah, there you go. One interesting thing, before I go into the other, if you scroll down the page, he's got something that he calls What Binaural Beats Are. And here's an interesting thing. He talks about binaural beats are not a passing fad, blah, blah, blah. And he talks about how that, unfortunately, it was originally thought that these were difficult or impossible taps through sound. He basically is saying that when one ear hears a beat, in a certain hertz range, okay, that the other ear hears it in a different hertz range, that basically he said, you know, when you tune your brain to in one ear to, say, a 7 hertz frequency, you could play a 200 hertz in your right ear and a 207 hertz in your left ear. The brain will compensate for the difference between the two and produce a third tone that will be exactly 7 hertz. Now, here's the problem I have with that. Did you hear what I just said? Will produce a third tone. How is a third tone binaural?
Term binaural meaning... Did your brain start singing or something?
Yeah, I mean, what, did you grow a third ear on your forehead?
No, it says the brain's producing a third tone, so it must be an audible thing. And what, do you hear something else?
Well, how is it audible? I mean, binaural, but he's calling...
I'm saying that it is. I'm just saying I think that's what he's trying to say, is that two tones produce a third tone that's exactly 7 hertz. This will result in your brain frequency being raised or lowered.
Yeah, but that's just it. Your brain compensates by allowing... Your brain is binaural. Your left brain...
What the hell? You know what? What's this guy talking about? The desired operating stage?
What actually happens is, if your right brain hears in a different frequency, if your left ear hears it in a lower frequency, your right ear overcompensates. It's as simple as that.
I think I know what the doctor's trying to do. He's trying to hypnotize you into being as effing stupid as he is.
Thank you.
Using subliminal messages and a 7 hertz dumbass tone, he's trying to make you as stupid as him. Because on this website, this guy is amazing. I mean, if you were to believe all this crap, holy crap, he can do this. Addiction help, health, prosperity, health, energy lift, memory enhancement, stress release, anxiety aid, sleep, weight loss, creativity, motivation, telepathy, lucid dreaming, remote viewing, past life regression, confidence, prosperity. Did I say prosperity already? I'll say it twice because it's that good. The doctor is amazing.
Does he have alien rectal
also full of crap?
Then?
I mean, this is ridiculous. What does this guy think he is? You think he's God or something?
All you have to do is read these contradictory terms. I mean, right here, he calls it binaural beat. Binaural.
Shit, if I could do half this crap, I'd be on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't even have to leave my house because I could do that remote thing.
All right, yeah, here's another thing. Now, I love the remote viewing. This is something, you and I have both talked to Lynn Buchanan. Many times. He's a great guy. He's the actual guy who was involved with the government project on remote viewing, correct?
Yep. You know what? One thing that the doctor is giving me help with is my confidence. I'm very confident. He's full of crap.
All right. Well, here's his statement. If you click on that remote viewing link, he sits here and tells how world governments, including the U.S. for years, several major intelligence breakthroughs. He plays off of the whole U.S. government work with what? Remote viewing.
Ooh, here's some more cool stuff. Spirit guide.
Well, here's what it gets
psychic.
He tells how psychics are employed by the police, the military, and the intelligence community, even the private sector. Well, you know, you and I have talked with Lynn Buchanan, the actual individual involved with legitimate controlled remote viewing. And Lynn's warning was, if they say remote viewing, they're frauds.
Hey,
and this guy is out
do,
here using...
Hey, you know what you got to do? You got to get some of these free samples so we can play them on the show.
Oh, he won't give them to me. I invited him.
Use a fake email address. I'll have the producer.
Invited this guy to come on the show many times. That. He just refused to do it.
I know that. What I'm saying is, you get free samples of this crap off his website. It gives you 10-second free. A 10-minute sample of each technology.
Well, I tried to do that too, and a lot of them lead
because
you right.
That's because you were calling him a jerk before you did that. Now he knows your email address. I'll have the producer do it. She can get him.
Well, what I've actually tried to do, a lot of these things, when you click on them, take you to sales pages.
Gee, that's weird.
Well, ironically enough, he's got
consciousness. Like, ooh, I have to click on this. Hold on a second. Ooh, no extensive practice required. It reaches the upper beta frequencies, and it's fully guaranteed. Wow.
If you click on his books and his book links... he's got like one free book, and if you look at all the book links he has that he's charging for, all he's done is take other people's books to also and tack on his little free book at the end and attach his name to their books. And what he's done is he's actually included his little online dissertation, as he calls it, to other people's books, and he gives it away with their books.
This is amazing right here. It says in 1999, Thomas Budzinski, PhD, published a case in the Journal of Neurotherapy which showed that a group of 8 college students increased their GPA with the use of audio brainwave stimulation, and their GPA continued to increase even after their brainwave entertainment was finished. I wonder if that's what, because they were in college.
You think?
Yeah, they were learning in college, all right?
Wow.
Get this. Do you know the feeling you get when you do a good deed? Have you ever been so happy you can't stop smiling? Have you ever been in perfect harmony with yourself and everyone around you? You can now reach that state of perfect harmony quickly and easily whenever you want. I think Donald's in the perfect state of stupidity, to be honest.
You really think so?
Well, no, I noticed... this is ridiculous.
I noticed how he's cleared out a lot of his blogs. Because I actually wrote him, the last time I posted something on his blog, it disappeared. I think he's cleaned out all of his blogs. I noticed on his MySpace anyway. And what I did notice, comments, he only has like one or two, but he brags about how he's had 350,000 blogs and visitors, but he only has like one or two, sometimes 10 comments at most. You know, isn't that amazing? He probably has visitors who want to see what kind of stupid comments he's making next.
It's funny the bitrate he has these recorded at, all right, like 320. I think that's higher than people even perceive in their hearing. So, you know, the sound quality of something can only be so high. And I can't remember the exact bitrate before it becomes pointless. But I think 320 is past that.
It is way beyond that. I mean, dogs hear at that frequency.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really make any difference if you record things in that high of a bitrate. Except it makes them seem more important, I guess, when they sound like they're better because they're 320 bitrate. But to be honest, your ears don't care about that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you think your brain does.
Some of the things he's talking about literally are beyond science. And he claims to be a scientist. He has a PhD and a master's, which he all got within a year's time.
Crap.
I've never seen anyone accomplish those feats in a year's time.
I'm just amazed at all these things he claims he can help you do. I mean, I wonder why he still has to sell this stuff.
Oh, well, come on. The man is a prodigy. He got a PhD, a master's and a PhD in a year.
DNA stimulation, too. Man, there's just every time I click on something, there's something new and amazing the doctor can teach you. Aura viewing. Wow.
Oh. What about weight loss? He can solve weight loss.
He can.
What's he
going to
do? Give you a laxative?
I wonder if he can help you masturbate with no hands.
Oh, hey, what is he going to do? Teach you to lick yourself like a dog?
I don't know. I guess you could just mentally lick yourself.
I don't know. If he can do that,
I think if I was a doctor, I'd probably...
I'd like to see that come.
What he needs is a big penis on here. Penis enlargement. He needs to get some...
There you go.
To work his crap out. He needs to at least do some real things.
Come on.
I mean?
Yeah. Give us something we can really use, you know? It's in Viagra. You know, give us something worthwhile.
Yeah. Are you an ugly fat guy? Get hot chicks. Use my 320 bit rate magical soundbite.
If you're gonna pull this stuff off, go to old school. You know, give us the skinny guy laying on the beach with a big muscular guy kicking sand in his face.
Those
things
guys
used to see in the back of the comic books.
You know what? This kind of does remind me of the back of the comic. Remember the comic book pages? You know, with the X-ray specs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, what I'm seeing here with the pictures looks almost like that. It's just new age.
On here. You should sell sea monkeys on the side. This fits in right
yeah. Yeah, tell you what, you know, between the two of us, we ought to open our own page and just go back through some of that stuff and add the new age into it.
We should, man.
Just to see the response. Yeah. Seriously.
Remote, I think we ought to do that. We have remote sea monkey viewing.
Yeah, we should see what kind of response we get. We'll add sea monkeys in with the new age stuff and just see which hits get the most.
Yeah, you know those magic rocks? Build magic rocks in your mind.
Well,
magic rock magic rock castles in your mind. That'd be amazing.
When I had the magic mind page or whatever it was, the anomalous page one time, I actually had someone come in and they said how this rock would change colors.
Ooh.
Okay? They had a rock that would change colors when they touched
it. Yeah, called a mood ring.
No, it was a physical rock that would change colors.
Mood rings are physical.
It would go from white to darker colors. Well, by the way, I figured it out.
Yes.
I could not figure out how that happened.
All right.
Until I went to Chinatown this past weekend.
Yeah.
They had a whole bucket full of rocks that when you put them in water, they change colors.
Mm.
They call them moon rocks. It's the same, it's almost the same material as mood rings, but they're called moon rocks.
Yeah, because
it's a
Chinese
rock that
changes the color of the rock.
Water. Exactly.
That's what a mood ring is.
Type of mineral.
What is it?
A moon egg, I think they called it. Moon egg, actually. Not a rock, but an egg, because it's egg-shaped.
Yeah.
And that's what this woman had. It looked identical, but larger. And she was claiming she had the mental capacity to change.
It was identical, but it was larger and a different shape.
Yeah, and she claimed she... Well, no, it was the same shape. I'm sorry. It was identical, but it was larger, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, that did sound kind of...
Sorry.
It was larger, I should say. It was the same shape, but larger.
Okay.
Same color, original color. It did change into the same identical color once it changed color. The only difference in the two was it was larger. And the thing was, she claimed that she did it with her mind. You know, seeing how it was actually done with these smaller rocks, you know, gave away the trick. She claimed to be psychic and she had all these abilities and she was trying to show everyone, oh, I can change rocks, physical rocks, with my mind.
All right.
I can change matter with my mind.
On that note, it's time for a break. I'm going to play a little, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. And this is Dread Radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes, 46.6 seconds.
And welcome back live to Dread Radio. I'm Ed Kraft with Reef So, and we are here to kick ass, take names, and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Hey, man, I'm looking at the prices for this crap. This dude's ripping people off. $19.95, $24.95, $39.95, $59.95. What the hell's up with that?
I don't know what's up with that, but
this is for a spirit guide contact. It's only 30 freaking minutes. Holy crap. I can rant for 30 minutes. I won't charge you nothing. I do that. I rant for longer than that every week. I don't charge you any shit.
If you guys want information, tell you what. Go to QueenCon this weekend. I think they're charging like $100-something. Yeah, it is $100-something. And even I'm paying. I'm speaking there. I'm paying there. And I ain't making a dime. Most of the speakers aren't making any money. I think the only charges there are mostly are covering the event itself, the rooms. It's the Queen Mary that's charging for everything, by the way. And I think all the rooms are, there are discounts at like $100, by the way. We're paying like $129 for a room at a discounted rate. So, but they're there. I think there may be some rooms left. But check it out this weekend, folks. Yeah, it's a great lineup of guests. So if you get a chance, go down there. And it's not going to be what you're expecting it to be as far as people. I think, what's his name is going to be there.
Good. What's his name? I love him.
Yeah. Well, got the Booth Brothers and Patrick Burns. That's who I was trying to think.
I like Patrick.
Patrick Burns is going to be there doing some technology stuff.
Oh, yeah. Scott Runwald from the Stu is going to be there, too.
Yeah, he's going to be there. And the Paranormals. Paranormals. We just talked to them, last week?
Yeah, totally.
So they're going
to... I will be there in spirit.
Well, and the
I'm
gentleman...
I'm going to astrally project myself to that event.
Well, also, the gentleman we talked with from England, his representative here in the U.S., you were supposed to go out and see the electromagnetic device.
Yeah.
He's going to be there.
Good.
And he's actually going to demonstrate the device we were supposed to go look at. So
that's cool. Thanks for the heads up on that, Ed. I owe you one.
Well, I didn't. It was a last minute thing. So
yeah, I know. We don't talk that much. We only talked 5 times this week.
Well, hey, I just got the call yesterday.
Oh yeah, I know. It's cool. I'm not mad or anything.
I'll take you with us. You want to go?
No, I don't want to go. I told you I'm going to astrally project myself to it.
Well, if you want to go, you can go with us. I mean, it's not like you can't get in the car.
I'm busy this weekend. I have to wash my hair.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I mean, you get in the car. It's not like we
Stop stuttering. Move on. Come on.
Yeah. Excuses. Okay, you heard it right here, folks. I gave him an out. Anyway, let's look at this other thing. Let's go back to this bonehead we're actually talking about. Dr. Riles. Dr. Donald Riles, PhD.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a frog in my throat when I just couldn't get those doctor.
Like you have a load of crap in your throat. Cough that thing out.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to get it out. I feel like I'm passing something. Passing a stone when I do that. I have to get that word out.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're definitely not passing time.
Yeah, let's go into, it's hard to do that when you're talking about this man, because there's just so much crap he has. Addiction help? This guy, addiction, let's look at this. Go to the site. He claims to deal with addiction help.
Oh, are we doing that one next? I clicked on Spirit Guide. Let me go back to that one.
Because I think this is a serious issue.
It is a serious issue, but I don't know if this, we can deal with it. I don't know, what page is that on? Addiction help. There's so many cool things here. The doctor does so many amazing
things. It's under his little blog. You know the page with all his little squares on it?
Yeah, I've got like 9 pages with squares on them.
This is the one that has the squares.
What's funny about doctor is his squares lead you to more squares. This guy is really square.
Well, it's the main page.
Oh, there it is. I got it. Okay.
All right. Well, the reason I say this, and I want to bring this up, is if you... On his MySpace and in his history, he gives his history and his details, his education. One of the things he lists under the University of Sedona, which I have looked up, the University of Sedona, it is a non-accredited on lot, strictly on
is
lot.
Is it one of those mobile home academy things?
Yes, it is one of those mobile home, online, you pay me, we give you an accreditation.
The guy runs a school out of his garage or something?
Yes, that type of online thing.
Yeah, all
right. I looked it up. It strictly says we are not accredited because the state says we don't have to give you one because we are a, what do you call it, religion versus separation of state kind of crowd, and that's how we can get away with just selling you one online. Okay?
Oh, this is amazing.
And he got a major from this quote-unquote University of Sedona, which, by the way, you and I both have these, and I actually have papers to say I can start my own church or university, and I actually have many papers here that say I can make anyone a doctorate. I actually can get anyone the power to do that.
Good. I'm actually a minister. I already have my own church. So.
Yeah, I have the power to make others ministers, and I can do that on my own now.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. I can make dinner.
But,
I can also make sandwiches.
You know, that so it really doesn't mean a lot to me.
I can make french fries and pizza, too.
Yeah.
I can also make cupcakes.
This guy, yeah. I can do it all, too. I mean, exactly. They have the same. That to me, is about the same. They're about equal. But anyway, this guy's degree from the University of Sedona, PS, online BS degree, is transpersonal, and this is what really ticks me off, psychology. They put transpersonal in front of the word psychology, and people see the word psychology, and they immediately associate it with an official, real scientific degree. You know, and that is just wrong. So just because you see the word psychology does not mean it is real psychology. It is not a real science.
Okay.
Because if you look at the word in front of it, transpersonal, there's no transpersonal division or subdivision.
Could you define
psychology.
The word transpersonal for me? I'm stupid sometimes.
I wish I could.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I wish there was such a definition.
Can we talk about how they help with addiction here?
Yeah, well, this is what I wanted to get at.
Okay.
He is claiming transpersonal psychology, and the term psychology is what bothers me here.
Okay.
Because it implies he has some knowledge of psychology. And when it comes to addiction, people are putting their trust in him based upon that word. They see transpersonal, and then they see the big word, psychology. Thus comes into play his little thing here with addiction. And they think, oh, well, he's a transpersonal psychologist, so I'm going to buy his little thing on how to deal with what? Addiction.
Okay, so,
he's a transpersonal psychologist, so if he's going to tell me how to deal with my addictions, he has to be the authority. Now, is this guy going to tell you how to deal with your medical issues, how to deal with the real issues, or is he just going to sell you a line of crap to make a buck? Is he going to be able to deal with the DTs and all that crap, the detox and all that, or is he just going to sell you what you want to hear and to make a buck? Is he an MD to deal with? Is he an MD that can deal with the physical issues to go along with that addiction?
Banging on your desk while you're talking?
Yeah, because that just really irks me to see someone who's actually going to cause physical, psychological damage to another human being just to make a buck. Sound like anyone else you know in the field?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what transpersonal means. And I had the definition from Wikipedia, and it says transpersonal psychology is a school of psychology that studies the transpersonal. So,
what the hell is transpersonal?
Self-transcendent or spiritual aspects of the human experience. So I don't know who wrote that Wikipedia page, but when I was in school, they taught me that you don't define a word with a word. It doesn't really help much.
No. I was getting ready for this weekend, and I had a hard time trying to find a definition
of
unidentified. No, of unidentified.
Oh.
I was looking into UFOs, and I was trying to find, I found explanations for unidentified flying objects or UFOs, but finding an definition of unidentified.
Isn't it unknown? Isn't that unidentified?
Just not. Try looking.
Just guess.
Just look up the word. Try to look up the word unidentified.
Okay. Not. No, just look what up the word. I would say. I mean, I
just,
I would,
yeah, just look up the word. Try to look up the word.
Okay, I'll do that later when I'm done with this show.
It's a fun search, let me tell you. It's a fun search. I even looked in the regular book dictionary.
You use that word a lot? Why are you using that word if you don't know what it means?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it what you have to do is look up. I finally found out you have to go to another word and find there's a roundabout way to look for it. If you look for it directly, it's going to be an interesting search. There's a roundabout way to find the true definition, but you're not going to find it by looking up unidentified.
I believe you. I believe you.
You really have to do research. Something many people don't understand in this field. Or any other field, for that matter.
Well, I don't know. Wikipedia says unidentified is the popular term for an apparent aerial phenomenon whose cause cannot be easily or immediately identified by the observer.
That's unidentified. Is that what? But that's not the definition of the word unidentified. That's applicable to unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, it just says it's a popular term.
Yeah. Look at the specific word unidentified.
Okay, I'm doing that, and that's what I got.
Yeah, but that applies to UFOs. We want the... Aside from the term unidentified flying objects,
unidentified is really not that hard to define, okay? Because you take the word identified, and un makes it negative. So it's not known. Identified means something that has identity. So unidentified means no identity. It's very easy to define. Actually.
Exactly. What you have to do is look up identified and then apply.
No, what you have to do is take identified and then you have to look up un, which is a prefix or a pro?
Actually, what you do is you're on the right track. Is what I'm saying.
I already
you have
know
to
that,
actually look up the just, word identified and then just put the negative to it.
Yes, un is like a negative or an opposite of that word.
Exactly. That's what I was. I kept putting in unidentified, and I kept looking it up in the dictionary, the physical dictionary. I could not find unidentified. You cannot look up a word with un in front of it, un in front of it. It just doesn't exist. I spent like half an hour going through that, and it was like there's no way to find that word until I finally figured out. Duh. Of course, it's like 3 a.m. That why don't I just look up identified? Put the non in front of it. The negative in front.
Okay.
That was my point. Anyway, back to the real issue.
Is a prefix meaning not, freely used as English formative, giving negative or opposite force in adjectives and their derivative adverbs and nouns. So that makes it pretty easy to define, actually.
Yeah, now that you got... but you got Polly over there doing all your work.
No, I actually did it myself. She's typing in the chat, I think. Are you in the chat?
Oh, she's doing your work for you.
No, she's chatting with somebody.
Admit it. She's doing all the hard work.
Well, if you want to see it that way, it's fine with me. I don't care.
I'm giving her credit where credit's due.
All right.
You know, she does it all. Got to give her credit, by the way. Polly is our producer here on Dread Radio. She also produces Reepso Radio, which is... also on reapradio.net and Jackalope 105 on Tuesday nights. You guys got to check that out if you haven't already. And it's also sponsored by Haunted America Tours Magazine. So be sure and check that out as well.
Thanks for the plug.
Well, got to. You guys sponsor us here. Great. So, but anyway, let's get back to this knucklehead. Right. Look at some of this thing. Meditation, astral projection, manifestations, ESP, psychic. Now, what ESP / psychic?
Are we on that one now? Let me go back to
it. I don't know. Just pick one. I mean, we have some anxiety aid. I mean, this guy claims to be a psychologist now. Anxiety aid. He can cure anxiety.
I don't know. This crap's expensive, though, man. It's only half an hour of recording.
Yeah, so...
We're going to get some free samples and play them on a future show.
We're going to run out of time. I mean, we've taken, like, one break just to deal with this bonehead. And I think we got, what, 10 minutes left?
Ten minutes left.
So, you know, I don't know how in-depth you want to go here, but pick a topic and we'll deal with it.
Back. I want to do the spirit guide thing. I think that's interesting. What he has to say on that. Hold on, my link's going. Oh, here we go. The spirit guide is an entity that was either sent by the greater intelligence of the universe or sprang up from the wisest part of our subconscious. In the Cherokee tradition, the spirits of the deceased ancestors often offer advice and guide their living relatives to a life of peace. And the spirit guide recordings can help you get past the conscious mind blockage by easing you into alpha. Okay. It then it progresses directly into an exact mid-theta frequency where inner awareness is enhanced. It is within this state that contact with your spiritual mentor becomes possible and inner guidance can make it past the subconscious block.
Can you say Scientology?
That's a load of crap right there.
That sounds like a new version.
Scientology is cheaper than this, too.
Yeah, it sounds just like a revised or an renewed version. This guy simply took Scientology and re-edited or revised it for the sake of his sales.
And there's also three levels of help or sound files you can get. You can get the, what are they? Binaural beats? No.
Binaural.
Is that's not binaural? That's binaural.
It's binaural.
It is binaural. It's spelled wrong.
Binaural.
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 Spell neurology too. Since wave
generators. Binaural. Binaural means it is working from both sides of the brain, both the left and right brain.
So
binaural.
Why does it cost more for the monaural.
But it's actually spelling it incorrectly. So
I know. That's what I was.
That actually says a lot for a PhD who can't spell binaural correctly.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I was pronouncing it wrong. And then there's. Isochronic tones are the highest level.
Mononeural. The guy can't even spell what he's talking about. He's talking about brain function. He's talking about brain function. He can't even correctly.
Yeah, I know.
Neural is incorrectly spelled on both of these. Binaural and mononeural.
Yeah, I knew I was seeing something wrong there.
I deal with these terms on a daily basis.
The
with
way
my
he
condition.
Spells neural is like an oral. He spells it with the A-U, so it looks like it's from your aura. I think that's a play on words to kind of make it look like it's more like an aura thing.
He is talking about spirit.
Yeah, like an oral thing. Like, it's your aura. It's magical.
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about giving Xenu enema or something.
I don't know. I'm going to look this word up. Given who a what are you talking about right now?
Xenu. I mean, this guy's talking about something similar to Scientology, so perhaps he's given Xenu, the Scientologist guy that dropped all these people into a volcano, rectal probe or
actually, there's a definition on Wikipedia. Why am I spending the whole show looking up words? The binaural recording is a method of recording sound that uses a special microphone arrangement and is intended for replay using headphones. Dummy head recording is a specific method of capturing the audio. So I think
that says it all right there.
Dummy head recording for his recording.
Yeah, dummy head recording. I think that you don't even have to go further than that.
Shut up.
I think we all heard that.
Like an old married couple.
Well, you do look pretty in a dress, and your lips sure do look pretty in a dress, and you can squeal like a pig.
Whatever.
Can you play a banjo and do dueling banjos?
No, but I can define words for you. You're welcome.
Get off my back.
The term is frequently being confused as a synonym for word stereo. And this is partially due to a large amount of misuse in the mid-1950s by the recording industry as a marketing buzzword. What are you talking about now? There's no effing way that's going to happen. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, no. I couldn't put up with it for 5 more minutes.
Your boobs aren't big enough for me.
I don't know. You got a lot of hair on your lips there, boy.
I already know I'm hot.
And you're a genius, too.
Yes.
You talk so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't even have to say that myself.
No, I've heard it enough this week. And last week, too. anyway, a couple of minutes here. Let's look at one more thing before
okay,
you run.
Yeah, you pick one this time. We got 4 minutes left.
I don't know. Endorphin. We talked about addiction help.
Let's so look at the...
Where the hell do we go?
I'm overwhelmed with crap right now on my computer screen. I'm just looking
okay,
at this
now here's something.
Go to DNA stimulation. I want to see what that's all about.
Okay, yeah. That's a good one. You know, DNA stuff and manipulation of this, that, and the other is always off limits. DNA stimulation. Let's see. Where the hell is that one? Okay, here we go. DNA stimulation. Kind of sounds like a turn-on. uses exact delta frequencies. No extensive practice required. Feel the effects in minutes. Guaranteed. God, this sounds like Viagra.
Disclosure. Read the disclosure.
Disclosure. Products mentioned on this page were not designed to treat ailments or... God, this does sound like Viagra.
So we want to cure you, but this doesn't treat your ailment. Sorry.
Oh, God, you're going to love
it. What an idiot.
This guy has got everything but an FDA warning.
I'm telling you. It claims it's going to help stop things that might cause cancer.
By the way, this... If you look at the binaural beats for this, it's $19.95. The mononeural beats for this is $24.95. The isochronic tones for this are $29.95. The ultimate healing package for the binaural beats is $49.95. The ultimate package for the mononeural beats is $59.95. And the ultimate package for the isochronic tones are $69.95.
I'm going for the ultimate healing package for the big $69.95. I just think, yeah.
I gotta have that DNA. You know, just so I know whether or not it treats my ailments or medical condition, despite the fact that this page is not designed to do so.
Yeah, I know. We want to heal you, except, sorry, this product doesn't heal you.
I mean, if I have that many problems, I'll buy a bottle of aspirin. Give me
I am totally getting my free samples of this. I want to hear what this crap sounds like. It's not, and for the record, it is not, there are no human voices in these recordings. They're all sounds. It's all sound.
I mean, audio is great, but, you know, if I want to get healed by audio, you know, I'll crank up some tunes. You know, if I want my mood to change, I'll listen to the music that's appropriate for my mood. I think you'll agree with that. You know, put on Johnny Cash, put on whatever you want. But put on some music.
I'm going to put on some music because we got to wrap it up. We're done in 25 seconds.
Exactly. That's where I was going with that. So, great minds think alike. Got to thank all you guys for tuning in tonight, too, by the way, here on Dread Radio. Courtesy of ReapRadio.net.
We're out of here.
Stack Club 105 FM and, of course, Haunted
Five
Tourism.
Seconds. Tune in next week. Good night. All right. So we're off Jackalope. I'm going to play a song. This is a little Nickelback. If everyone cared, they wouldn't do stupid shit like we've talked about today. Thank you, Ed. Talk to you later.
Bye.
From underneath the trees, we watch the sky. Confusing stars, the satellites. I never dreamed that you'd be mine. But here we are, we're here tonight. Singing, hey, oh man, I'm alive, I'm alive. Singing, hey, man, I'm alive. If everyone cared and nobody cried, if family were loved and no see.